Well, cool. You ready to treat us to another live tune? All right, great. You're listening to Wonderground on Is Good on killradio.org.
All right, this will just be me. This is called One Part Harmony.
And I just need some time to sing and bring it all back down. 'Cause when you come and fill the air, my words turn inside out. And I don't know why you come here, I don't know. And I don't know why you come back, I don't know. And I just need to get some sleep, I really should go home. But I don't mean to cause a scene, just better on my own. And I don't know why you come here, I don't know. And I don't know why you come back, I don't know. But please don't reach for me. Please don't reach for me. 'Cause this is gonna be a one part harmony.
Talk to me about playing live as a band, like the first time you guys got up on a stage together as a cohesive unit and played in front of people. Did you feel like you knew what you were doing? Was it experimental? I see I see Jennifer grinding her hands looking at the ceiling.
Yeah, it's definitely been a learning process.
My first show with these guys, I was so super nervous, especially when I was at work. All my coworkers were like, Jen, are you ready? Are you excited? I'm like, you can't talk to me about it. I really thought I was going to vomit before the show. I was so nervous. But we all get along so well that when we're on stage, a lot of people could feed off of her energy. So
I'm going to grab this. It's probably another fan.
All right, cool.
Kill Radio.
We are like fans of the band, and especially Jen. And yeah.
Oh, good, good. Jen's just telling us her story of playing live right now. So, what is the message you wanted to leave for Jen? You're on the air.
Oh, wait. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Court. Hi, guys. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Hi.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
I feel like Bill O'Reilly, and like we're tracing this call and we're sending Fox Security to your office right now.
So those are the guys that made me nervous all day.
Yeah.
As you could see,
more nervous.
It's all out of love. But it was, once we got up there, I think after two drinks and after the second song, I loosened up. But it's always so much fun.
Yeah.
When we play, even during
practice.
I think
we have a really good chemistry. All of us are really pretty easygoing. And, you know, we just try to have fun on stage, you know. We just try to keep it lighthearted and just have a good time. And, you know, little by little, I think we're getting a lot better. Every time that we play, people are saying that we're getting a lot tighter. We're just becoming a bigger sounding, just better sounding band, which is really encouraging.
I mean, if this interview is any testament, I mean, you guys have a pretty large fan base. I don't think I've ever had a band with so many people calling in and messaging. And
that's really nice.
So it's not just that you have a lot of people who've heard your music or follow your MySpace, but they're really into it. Right. You know, they're listening right now at work, and they're not supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know,
that's
and
really cool. Thanks to everybody. Yeah. That's really nice.
You like us. You really like us.
Well, what kind of response do you hope to get from an audience when you play? I mean, is it are you the kind of band that looks for you know someone to be really touched by the words, or do you have you know Wonderground heads, kind of you know like.
I don't know.
What do you want from your audience?
Save lives.
I don't know if we. I don't know if I don't really strive to touch people with the words in a live show. But I would like to. I would like to think that if they had the CD and they were listening to it, you know, at home, and like the my words are not the main thing that I try to evoke in my music, like the meaning behind the song or whatever. So it's not the first thing that I necessarily want people to hear, but I would like to think that once they do hear the words, they would be like, "Oh, that's a really cool, you know, that's well put, or those are cool words that he put together, or that's cool imagery, or whatever." But basically, I just want people to, you know, to enjoy the songs, you know, maybe bop their head up and down and just kind of like, you know, just have a good time. I mean. I think we try to make the songs interesting and different enough to where to keep people interested and to keep people listening to, you know, to basically, you know, keep them there throughout the whole length of the show. And hopefully after the show, they'll come up and say we did a good job and just say hi or whatever. So
what do you think has brought you more fans, people listening to your demo or people coming to the shows?
Probably people listening to the demo. It's just really LA's such a hard town to like get people out, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, like I'm from, you know, the Midwest and that, and you know, the second somebody says like there's something to do tonight, people are there, you know.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's hundreds of bands playing in LA every single night, and it's just really hard to break through that. So, you know, you have to go about it in a different sort of way. Like you have to get out there and do stuff like this, and you know, get MySpace is a huge thing, you know, and you know, it's just really, it's a really hard town to like get people to come out, but we've been lucky enough to, you know, get a good amount of people out to our shows and stuff. So hopefully it'll just continue to grow.
By the way, for those who are listening, if anybody knows of someone who wants to hear this interview and can't listen to it live at the moment, it's going to be uploaded later for download. You can go to myspace.com/thisisgood. Probably in about 4 hours from now or so, and be able to download the whole interview and use it against Paul and Jennifer if you want to.
Cool.
Now, this demo has actually gotten some seriously positive press. Like, it's had an effect not just on the fans, but on people whose job it is to not like music.
Exactly, yeah.
So what has that experience been like?
Well, the cool thing is we've had some really good response from the like e-zines, or however you say that word, like, you know, the online music review sites.
Oh, the e-zines.
Right, e-zines. In the UK, like, we seem to have a really good response from people in the UK. They seem to like it. I don't know if it's something that's different to them or what. I don't know if it, you know, if it's just something that's really not happening over there. I think a lot of the stuff that they're surrounded with right now is, you know, that sort of whatever post-punk, whatever pop-punk sort of stuff. And I think like it's just kind of a nice change of pace for them to hear. So like we've been lucky enough to get some really good reviews from the UK. Hopefully we'll get some more. And I don't know. I just hope it keeps happening. You know.
Cool. Why don't we play another track from the EP?
Okay. Cool. We can play the last song, "Paint My Days in Color."
Great. All right. This is "Paint My Days in Color" by Wonderground, who's my guest today on Is Good at killradio.org.
Days in color.
And we're back with Wonderground on Is Good on killradio.org.
That song pretty much goes on forever.
you like the meandering endings.
Yeah, totally.
It's hard to let a song go. It really is. Unless you just end it with a cymbal crash or something.
Right. So we got a couple of those, but they're pretty rare.
This is a 5-track EP. Are you guys working on a debut album?
We haven't yet. That EP only came out about 2 to 3 months ago, I'd say. About 3 months ago. And I would love to get back into the studio, but we're just trying to, you know, work our way through the EP, try to get as much out of it as possible. And I would love to get back into the studio maybe at the beginning of next year or so. We haven't really talked about it too much, but I loved being in the studio. As much work as it is, it's the best time that I've probably ever had in my life. It's a great experience.
Which
plus
part?
We have this great band right now, so it's like we're all really this tight unit and stuff, so I'm really looking forward to the next time that we're able to get into the studio.
As a band, like as Wonderground as a whole, which part do you think you guys connect the most with? Is it playing live in front of an audience at some venue, or is it really like hunkering down in the studio and putting together, you know, like the perfect track?
Well, the group that we're with right now, we haven't actually had a chance to all be in a studio together. So, you know, that was recorded with the only people that are on there that are still in the band are me and Dave, the bass player.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, right now we're mainly focusing on doing the live thing, you know, playing the live shows, just getting those down, you know, down to a T, and, you know, just getting really good at performing. But like I was saying, like, I think that we, you know, the five of us right now, the group that we have right now, we could put together something really great.
Where can people get this EP?
It's available at Amoeba and Sea Level Records in Silver Lake. And it's also available on our MySpace page. There's a link that you can click to. It's through InSound. They can buy
cool.
it. It's on the MySpace page, but it'll direct you to the InSound page. So.
And so you have two websites, right? MySpace/Wonderground and WondergroundSound.com?
Yeah, WondergroundSound.com, right.
Excellent.
And then MySpace/Wonderground.
I want to hear some more keys.
All right, can we go
into another live song?
Yep. Sure will.
All right. My guest is Wonderground. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
All right. This is called Winter Friends. Thanks for listening. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Winter friends are all I need in a town full of doubt, sex and disease. What hurts the most is the ghost in me, wondering why we can't breathe. The city beats my back again, making me lose track again. Falling left and falling right, it's just another night that I'm trying to fight. Winter friends are all I need in a town full of doubt, of sex and disease. And I can't help but wonder why the streets are brown and the hills are white. Seeing you on the street, blowing through you just wind and heat. Two blank eyes that stare at will. It's just another night that I'm trying to kill.
Tell me, what is the significance of the name of your band?
You know what? We had this... when we first started the band, we were all kind of regulars down at this downtown coffee shop. And one of the... we all thought this guy was like the coolest guy ever. His name was Edward, and I forget his name, but I'm sure Evan, who's listening, would know his last name. But anyway, he was this probably like 6'5". This guy who just looked kind of like the colonel from KFC. He wore this like bolo tie and just dressed in the same thing every day. He wore this like black suit, this kind of Johnny Cash like knee length suit, and this white shirt, and then like this bolo tie. And he was a photographer like back in the day of all these like this old school like punk bands, like right when punk was like at its heyday or whatever. Like he was photographing like the Germs and, you know, I don't even know who else, but he was just like this huge punk rock photographer, and all of us just thought he was the coolest person. So when it came to you know, trying to find a name for a band, we went to him just thinking that whatever he said, it would just be cool, you know. So we basically asked him what he thought a good name for us would be, and I think he had heard some of the music, and he just came up with the name Wonderground, and that was it, you know. So, you know, to me it just represents like kind of like, you know, while we're all kind of like rooted, whatever, we're all pretty kind of like, I don't know, whatever. I don't want to say earthy, whatever. But like, it's just kind of like we have a sort of balance between just being like modern and just, you know, at the same time, just kind of understanding like a lot of our songs are kind of like folk rooted. And then, you know, we'll add like Jennifer plays a, you know, a core, what do you play? A Nord keyboard over it. So it's like, you know, it's part, you know, part folk music, part, you know, modern, you know, keyboard sounds and all that just kind of combined. So it's just like a combination of two different elements.
It'd be a good name for a brand of coffee too, I was just thinking.
Right, it sure would.
Another fan has written in saying, "Hey, I'm Sasha from London.
Hey.
Where's Dave, and may I have a record for free?"
Yes, you may. Talk to Dave. Where's
and the
Dave?
Answer is Edward Culver.
Edward Culver. Thanks, Evan. Yeah, what a cool
no,
guy.
No, this is from Polaroid Pigeon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that... Oh, that was from Zasha from London.
Oh, okay,
who's
cool.
Listening right now, live cool. From London.
Dave, as you know, is a very hard worker, and sadly, Dave had to work today. He was working on a... I don't even know what he was working on.
I think it was a PA on a TV show or something.
But yeah,
like
he had to work today, and... He doesn't get too many chances to work, so we had to let him have it.
Poor kid has to.
He's the most reliable guy ever, and he's always here, but just today he just couldn't be with us, sadly.
Well, we only have a few more minutes left. Do you guys have another song you can play?
I could do one by myself.
All right, cool. Again, for those listening, if you know anyone who wants to hear the show, or if you want to listen to the show again, it will be available for download a couple hours from now. Just go to myspace.com/thisisgood. And you can download it from there. And, you know, you can add me as a friend. Check out, I have a different band every week. In fact, next week is Simon Tronic, who's going to be playing at The Couch, which is a cool indie event at Lava Lounge next Thursday. All right, this is Wonderground on Is Good.
All right, this is one of the first songs I ever wrote. It's all I see, it's all I hear, it's all I could possibly feel. 'Cause where you step, someone stepped before, and where she sleeps, someone slept there before. While her hand touches your leg, but she has two, and that just means that she's got to find somebody new to give the other hand to. I can't do the same. Plastic melts into any shape. I can't do the same just for you. Around
All you're gonna hear is the lonely sound that it takes to fill up the space. And do you ever feel like falling down in the street, folding your head between your feet, naked in the pouring rain, and watch yourself get washed away, and watch yourself float away. The flashes of truth delight the way they seem to make me wake every day, when all I see are dead candles and leaves on the ground. When no one's around to talk with me, to walk with me, to feel the mud between our toes, 'cause it seems to me no one knows where to go to feel what it feels to feel. While black and white feel starless nights, they think we'd overcome, but we're all too scared to say that we may have done wrong. While middle America tries to sleep and keep all its innocence to themselves, but you can't really say who breeds the hell that we see from day to day. And sometimes I feel like shedding my white skin, wishing everything would start over again. And sometimes I feel like shedding my white skin, wishing that I could just blend in. I think it's time to throw all this shit away. I think it's time to throw all this shit away. I think it's time to throw all this shit away.
Thanks.
Lastly, Wonderground, how far do you want to go with this? Is it just enough so that you only need to do music to survive? Or are we talking cover of Rolling Stones, or what?
Want it all.
Jennifer wants it all.
We were just talking about that the other day, and basically we decided we want to sell out the Wiltern.
You want to sell out the Wiltern?
Yeah, if we could do that, then we know we've gone pretty far.
That would be, we'd be happy at that point.
Well, that's cool. As long as I'm on the list, that's cool.
That's kind of what I was saying about the whole...
Number one on the list.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It's kind of what I was saying about, you know, not really wanting to be indie, you know? I mean... Like, we kind of model ourselves after a lot of the British bands as opposed to, like, a lot of the, you know, indie bands or whatever. So, you know, we're looking, you know, we love Supergrass, we love Pulp, we love Clinic, we love...
Stone Roses,
you know. I mean, our music doesn't necessarily sound a lot like that, but those are the bands that we really, really love, and we are trying to model the way we conduct ourselves after those bands as opposed to... You know, a lot of the, you know, I love, you know, indie rock, obviously, but, like, we're looking to stretch those bounds a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like something we can all look forward to, then.
Thanks
right
a lot.
On.
Very thanks. Much appreciate it.
Wonderground, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.